I'm a terrible salsa dancer. Rice doesn't excite me. I'm prone to saying y'all and ma'am. And I'm Puerto Rican. When I was a little girl, my family moved from Rio Padres, Puerto Rico, to Atlanta, Georgia. And I traded plantains, roast pork, and Malta for grits, fried chicken, and sweet tea. But Puerto Rican food is my lifeline to the island and the way I stay connected to a culture that is fundamental to who I am. The food my family eats and the way we cook reflect multiple migrations back and forth from the Caribbean to the American South. It also reflects the way a cook, in this case my grandmother Tata, can serve as an ambassador of taste. Tata's cooking did more than nourish. Her food was a party, a celebration, a love letter. At its best, she cooked as a way to bring people together, to create community, and, I believe, to express something deeper than she felt. Reflecting on my background made me think hard about what I eat, why I eat it, and what it takes to make every meal you put in your mouth delicious. Sometimes that means lightening up, adding fresh herbs and vegetables. Sometimes that means frying it in lard. You have to try it out and decide for yourself. With history and culture as your guide, the path to creating delicious foods that make you and those around you smile can be incredibly joyful and can reveal connections to your past and others that you wouldn't otherwise see. Sometimes I'd make something completely my own and use cilantro instead of cilantro and chilies instead of bell peppers and decide I'd made something Puerto Rican. It was Puerto Rican because I made it. This book is a collection of the best of those explorations. Just as I dug deep into the history of the island and its flavor profile, I also dug deep into my own personal history. Today, when I'm not cooking, eating, or thinking about food, I'm also a radio producer and journalist. And so this book is just as much about stories as it is about cooking. Each chapter reflects how the women in my family, myself included, have used food to nourish and care for one another and to adapt to their surroundings and bodily needs. You'll get to know my mother, whom I call Mommy, though her name is Yvonne, at one of the most difficult times in her life. But you'll also see her for the lioness she is, protecting her pride and keeping us from falling apart at a moment when we might have splintered. What you won't find in this book, foods I don't like. Don't get me wrong, I don't eat them regularly. What you will find in this book is coconut grits, plantain-crusted shrimp, and Brussels sprouts with churros or sofrito, because my goal has always been to make food I actually want to cook and eat. This book is my take on one family's history, an entire island's cuisine, and a handful of recipes. I hope you enjoy them. And I think you will. That's the opening to Coconuts and Collards, recipes and stories from Puerto Rico to the Deep South by Von Diaz. Well, Puerto Rico, we've come to know this beautiful island once again, perhaps more because of the tragedy the last hurricane season brought to the island's shores and mountains, and how its people have worked so hard against many odds to bring joy and relief back into their lives. How wonderful, then, that we have this contemporary memoir of Puerto Rican cookery and stories by oral historian and food aficionado Von Diaz. She was captured by Puerto Rican foods as a child, as she tells us early in this wonderful cookbook memoir. Sent to the island of her birth the summer after her parents divorced, neither could send Diaz to summer camp while they worked, and they needed to get her somewhere safe while school was out. She fell in love with her tatas, her grandmother's simple but delicious cuisine, from her grandmother's own kitchen and from roadside eateries the two came across as they drove around the island. Recipes form the core of this delightful book, but it is just as much the glimpses into her life in which the foods of the island nourish, excite, and comfort her that are the moving theme that keeps the pages turning. Through the essays, we journey with Diaz through those early years of summering in the island with her tata, through her years of adolescence and early adulthood, and finally the excitement of her marriage to a man whom she deeply loved and the deep sorrow she experienced when she and her husband grew apart and finally divorced. And always there's the food. Prepared by her tata and grandmother's small kitchen, the delights Diaz discovers in a small local restaurant tucked into an out-of-the-way mountainside that she credits with bringing her back from her near-starvation depression after her own divorce. The warmth of the country chef, both emotionally and especially the food and the drink he prepares for her. This whole book is an amazingly moving paean to how food and the people we eat with can be so important to bringing meaning back into our lives. The recipes cover the waterfront, so to speak, from drinks to main courses, pies and desserts to veggies, all featuring the fresh foods that Puerto Rico in its heyday, may they return soon, offer to cooks rich and to poor. But it's not all wonderful foods from Diaz's memory of childhood or modern-day life. She includes a recipe for Brussels sprouts, as she mentioned in that introduction, which I love, because she tells us her grandmother would have loved the recipe. And it reads delightfully enough to me. I bet it will do so to you as well. Diaz is a raconteur. Coconuts and Collards indulges not only her passion for the foods of Puerto Rico, but includes, too, a number of dishes from her childhood as she remembers it living with her single mom and sister in the southern U.S. She came to discover Puerto Rican cuisine as a child, only to lose her connection, rediscovering the island and its spicy cuisine after she had made it through college and was out once again on her own. And so it is that Diaz includes not so much recipes as simple recipe memories that nod to the inventiveness of Puerto Rican cuisine, heavy with those staples of prepared processed foods that she came to know too well as a common mainstay of everyday cooking, things like Spam, frozen vegetables, white rice, American cheese. She concludes her book with recognition that Puerto Rico, soon after Maria hit, the hurricane, was a land of destruction and scarcity. But as she writes, things will recover because the people will make it happen. They say, as I do, that food is the key to unlocking memories of our past. Surely reading and even better preparing and eating the foods in this cookbook essay will build memories you will enjoy long after the pork and the fish, the coconuts and the collards have found that happy place in your tummy. And finally, a note about the photos that accompany the recipes and essays that make up this book. We're told by Diaz that she befriended the photographer, Sybil Kotish, and was delighted to act as Kotish's guide in and around the island. The marvelously candid photos of both food and Diaz's enjoyment of the tropical island are proof of the easy rhythm the two of them developed. So for anyone who's ever been to the Caribbean, whether it be to Puerto Rico or to one of the many other islands, I think you too will feel the warm ocean breezes, smell that special ocean fragrance that seeps into your pores, see again the sweep of the green hillsides and mountains, and feel again with our author the hot, humid atmosphere that envelops you as soon as you leave the secluded and seductive air-conditioned room where you might be staying. Can't think of a better way to end this book than by sharing her memories of her last night on the island with her photographer, as she writes. On my last night on the island, Sybil and I went to the beach by moonlight, a bottle of rum tucked under my arm and to toast. On my last night on the island, Sybil and I went to the beach by moonlight, a bottle of rum tucked under my arm to toast the end of our travels. It was hurricane season, and the forecast warned us ahead of time that it was supposed to thunderstorm every day of our trip. But it never rained. Until it did. As we stood at the edge of the ocean, the sky opened up and suddenly showered us with fat, violent rain, the wind whipping around us, the waves crashing against our shins, trying hard to pull us in. After an immeasurable amount of time, the sky cleared as quickly as it had darkened. We were left standing there, shivering, looking at each other, exuberant but puzzled, not fully understanding what had happened. But the Bruja in me knew that I'd been visited by my grandmother, by my mother, by my friends. That we had all come into alignment somewhere among the mountains, the rainforest, the oceans, as well as the sonacho, the fresh coconuts, and the other wonderful foods I'd come to enjoy. And I knew I'd finally found my place on the island, that it was now my home again. Coconuts and collards, recipes and stories from Puerto Rico to the deep south. There's so much good food in here and so many exciting memories to relive. I think you're going to enjoy this. It's a special kind of cookbook. It's a cookbook memoir by Von Diaz, and it's available at the West Lafayette Public Library.